For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Vice President Kamala Harris will concede defeat to Donald Trump this evening. That's according to news outlet Reuters, citing Harris campaign sources. Trump was elected last night after a series of wins, including battleground states such as Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, that put Trump over the 270-vote threshold. The victory of President-elect Trump is already changing the world balance of power and currency. Here's Fox's Therese Crowley.
Iran's currency fell to an all-time low on news of the presidential election victory of Donald Trump. The rial traded as low as 703,000 to the dollar. In 2015, it was 32,000 to the dollar. And as Iran's prospects for waging war on Israel and through terror proxies get more expensive, students on the street in Tehran worry that President-elect Trump will reimpose the sanctions that starved the Islamic regime and crippled its advancing nuclear program. One student worries our economy and social situation will surely get worse, adding, "I feel the country is going to blow up." But Vice President-elect J.D. Vance tells a podcaster, "We don't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon, and smart diplomacy really matters."
Meanwhile, the head of the Democratic National Committee appears to be calling it quits. Fox's Matt Murphy has this story.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Jamie Harrison is expected to step down and not seek renomination when the party holds a leadership vote early next year. Sources say Harrison, who faced criticism for strongly supporting President Joe Biden's 2024 bid, had signaled plans to leave prior to Vice President Kamala Harris's defeat. He is set to hold an all-staff meeting today to address the outcomes and discuss a leadership vote likely scheduled before April. Harrison has not commented publicly.
In other news this hour, Hurricane Rafael is barreling toward Cuba and is forecast to make landfall in western Cuba as a major Category 3 hurricane. Forecasters warn it could bring life-threatening storm surges, winds, and flash floods. Thousands of people in the west of the island were evacuated as a prevention measure before Rafael was expected to slam into Cuba today after dumping rain on Jamaica and the Cayman Islands yesterday. Football is the vehicle, Christ is the destination. That's according to a Catholic high school's head football coach. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Hugh Brown is the VP of American Life League. He's also the chairman of the board of St. Michael the Archangel Catholic High School in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And he's the head coach of the Warriors, the school's football team. He explained in an interview with AFN that his family founded the Catholic High School back in 2004, and it opened in 2006 with 12 kids in the basement of a doctor's office. It took about 10 years to get it off the ground.
And everywhere we turned, the answer was no, including the diocese.
He explained they wanted Christ in the center of their children's lives.
And we named it St. Michael, you know, because there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels, you know, cast Satan and a third of all the stars from heaven out. And we thought, well, the culture in the 90s and early 2000s was not the greatest for young people to grow up in. And so that would be a great namesake and a good patron saint. And my gosh, how things have just continued to deteriorate. So the witness of Jesus Christ is needed more than ever for our young people.
In 2017, they founded this football program.
And I didn't coach it. It didn't go very well. Hired some good people, but some bad decisions were made. And during the season, had to fire a bunch of people and hire an interim coach. And it seemed like it probably had been a very bad idea to introduce football to a school that was 11 years old.
He explained that through a series of difficulties and tragedy, miraculous events, and his wife suggesting that he could be the coach, the school went on to win a national championship more than once. He said that in the end, the goal is for the students to learn the courage to be faithful Christians. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
In final news, a rare letter dating from 1784 could fetch up to $1 million when it goes up for auction later this month. The letter was signed by founding fathers. And that's all my time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. It's not just what you hear on the radio. Visit AFN.net for Associated Press material, videos, columns, even a political cartoon. It's all there on AFN.net. Thank you for listening.